Welcome to Perception Vibes, where the vibe is to only be perceived by the music. There's already enough shade within the shade room, so we will not be discussing news, politics, gossip, anything of that nature which is to be debated, if it is outside of the music or creation of music. My name is Breeze, and this is my co-host, Shake B.
And today we talking about The Bridge Is Over.
Hey,
what it do?
What it do? You know, when I first, when we first came up with the title of this song, I'm like, what's that Rihanna song? It's best for you to wait your turn. I'm thinking about the bridge is over. The bridge is over. But she said the wait is over. Yes.
Before we get into it, make sure you like, comment, subscribe below. And make sure you check out that House of R&B fans,
where all the R&B fans go to listen to the music that we love the most.
And make sure you get that good vibes and R&B merch.
Yes, yes. So, welcome to episode 2.
Episode 2 of season 4, episode 17, for those who've been here since day 1. Yeah. It feels good. We almost at 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's real good.
Come through.
No, but when I thought about The Bridge Is Over in my old ass.
Of course.
I thought about KRS-One.
Girl, what?
Yeah, you never heard that one?
No.
Oh, that was like one of the very first, that was one of the very first beef songs, actually.
I never dived into KRS-One. I know people say he's like the best rapper. In the greatest rap.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know what? Here's my thing about 80s hip-hop. I always, even in the 90s, I kind of thought it was cheese. Mm. But then I also give it some respect because without it, we wouldn't have what we have today. So I'm going to give them the respect, but a lot of that, hey, I might get a lot of hate, but the Curtis Blows, all of them, the Sugar Hill Gang, yes, they pioneered a lot of it, but it's not something I want to listen to.
Interesting to know.
Yeah.
We find out something new every episode.
When it comes to rap, I'm pretty much start at the 90s.
Okay.
Anything before that in the 80s.
So no, like, Big Daddy Kane, no.
I know that. The adults that were around when I was that age, they listened to Big Daddy Kane, but I never got into Big Daddy Kane. I never got into Rakim. I never got into, like, I can respect them. Like, I know some of their songs, but as far as my listening ears, I didn't really care for it. But we talking about the bridge of R&B. That point in the song where it's like the climax. And for me, it's more like the structure of how the song is put together. Because for me, I always look for the intro, the verse, or chorus. Then, you know, the pre-chorus. Then you go into the chorus. Then there's a breakdown. And then it could either go bridge breakdown or breakdown bridge.
So there's like a format to how you record a song.
Yes.
I knew that, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, I mean, I just know verse and chorus and hook. Is hook, now I do have a question about that. Is a hook and a chorus
the same thing?
The same thing.
Yes, it's the same thing.
So a bridge and a hook is not the same thing?
No.
Okay.
You can take the bridge. You can do a bridge and then it flows into the chorus where you may switch up how the chorus continues on after the bridge, because usually the bridge comes once it's towards the end of the song.
Mm. Okay, so I think I got a couple of bridges that be like, okay. So it's really when the beat be like, it switch up a smidge, or it might drop a couple things and mm-hmm. be like, you know, it listen to this, it elevates something else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you may, where as far as the music goes, you may take certain elements of the song out, and you may only focus on the vocals, and there may be a dynamic range where they start off slow and then it slowly builds up, and then for most of the ballad R&B artists, that's usually when it's time for you to hit that note,
okay,
that everybody wants you to hear.
Ooh.
And then you ride out the rest of the song.
Okay. So, you know, okay. So I had an example prepped and ready, because you usually provide the examples, but you know,
all right,
because I have a couple questions, I want to make sure that what I feel is a bridge to me.
It's about damn time. Let's go.
It's the technical bridge.
Yeah, the technical bridge.
Okay, so I'm not gonna start with the one that I want to start with. I'm gonna start with something else since we brought that up. My hunted lungs, ghost in the sheet. If I'm haunting you, you must be haunting me. So would that be considered a bridge?
Yes.
But there's so many transitions in that song.
Yes, it is.
So maybe that's my problem, because I like songs that kind of transition a lot in one song. Because I think my other example is kind of like multiple bridge worthy.
Well, since you started off with Beyonce, I wasn't even gonna go there with B. But
that's one of my favorite, like, I'm not gonna say my favorite Beyonce song,
mm-hmm.
but like that song is just it's like
it's different. Woof. It's different. And coming from me, who I have a love hate relationship with pop music, yeah. But when it comes to Beyonce, I'm gonna give it a listen, but majority, I want to say 95% of the time, I'm gonna fuck with it because it's Beyonce.
Yeah.
And that's not to say I'm one of those that just don't see any flaws in Beyonce. No, that's not the case. It's just that I fuck with Beyonce.
What I love about the pop side, and even if I just want to tap on that song specifically, Haunted, it's like Beyonce is so creative that there's so many elements happening at one time that you don't really have just one thing to kind of say, oh, I like that. You have so many different things, and just like, wait a minute, did she just, ooh, I kind of like that. I kind of like that string she put right there. It's just, It's so, ooh.
Yeah, when you think about the ballad Beyonce, you got Dangerously in Love, the bridge of that. And then, of course, you know, if you've been paying attention to me since the beginning, I've already said about how I feel about Speechless, but that bridge.
I want to hear what the bridge is for you.
So, with bridges, before we get into, because I feel like I got to explain it a little more. I feel like how I said in the beginning that there can be a breakdown into the bridge, I feel like Speechless went into a breakdown into the bridge, because she gave you the guitar solo. So like, I feel like anytime there's like a guitar solo or any type of where you just have the single instrument or a specific element of the song where you just let that ride and then the vocals come back in, that's what I feel the breakdown is. Mm. So the breakdown of a drum, the drums could break down, or the bass could break down, or the guitar could break down, or things like that. And then it leads back into, okay, so how you about to finish the song out? So with Speechless, it was the guitar solo, and then you brought in Beyonce with the vocals. That's bringing in the bridge, And then it's like once you get that climax, the song is over.
So figuratively speaking, a bridge is literally the climax.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, when you bring in the instruments, it's just like, all right, let me quit playing with you real quick.
Yeah.
And then that's when so the vocals come in, it's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boom. Finish.
And I'm out.
Yes. And so, okay. So when you said that, I know this is not R&B, but it came to my mind. So this one right here would be a bridge.
That will be a breakdown. No, I'm not saying it could go either way.
Okay.
I feel like there's really no bridge for hip hop.
Okay.
Unless it's like
okay, that makes sense.
It's more like a break the beat down.
That makes sense.
No. Or in your boy's term, let it breathe.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because okay, so since you want to bring up hip hop, all right, so like Wayne's now that's how you let the beat build.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it goes for, because you want pretty much, if you want to say it, the bridge technically for that song would be at the end where he said, "Now that's how you let the beat build, and then everything comes in."
Yeah,
that could be kind of considered a bridge for me.
Yeah.
For me,
let them folks know.
For me, because it's like you, if you really paid attention to that song, it's like every maybe 4 to 8 bars, something came in, and he just kept flowing with it until it finally built.
Yeah,
the whole point of the song.
Yeah, that was a kill switch. Because he said, "As I hit the kill switch,
now that's how you let the beat build, bitch," and then everything came in.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's saying, "I'm hitting the kill switch," so it's a go.
Oh, yeah, because it's like everything shut off and you just heard him say that, and then it was just like, boom.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Surprise.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I go. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why the topic of today is the bridge is over, because I'm sitting up here trying to find recent songs and nothing is coming to my mind.
Nothing.
That does that.
I don't feel that it's necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
But I also feel that it's an art.
Mm.
Because I heard Brian Michael Cox say it, and I believe I heard somebody else say it, that a lot of artists are intimidated by the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even producers may be intimidated by the bridge, because then it forces you to come up with another change within the song. Another change within the song.
Okay.
So, like, for example, me and my baby's our favorite song, Jagged Edge, Love Come Down. That's, like, the most recent one that I can come up with off the top of my head.
Are the songs too short?
Hell yeah.
For even a bridge to be thought about?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I feel like people using the excuse that our attention spans are short now. I feel like if you got a good enough song, then you can allow it to be longer than 3 minutes. It's like you either have intro, verse, chorus. Or you have intro one verse, then chorus, and it's weird.
Yeah. Is it the people or is it the creative?
I feel like it's the creator, because
they're not making it interesting enough.
I think we've come to a point where we feel that it's easy for you to come up with one verse for one song versus you coming up with three verses for one song.
Okay.
So I feel like this is why they're able to pump out so many songs, because now it's like either, all right, I know I already want to put somebody on this song, so all I need to do is come up with a verse. And for R&B, I feel like it's a little easier because you can have songwriters. Mm-hmm. And the songwriters, majority of the time, are the ones that come up with a hook. And then all you have to do is come up with that verse. So it's easier for you to spontaneously come up with that one verse than it is for you to come up with three different verses that's going to cause for more songwriters to come in, because you're not able to maybe process that song enough for you to come up with two additional verses that correlates with the song.
Yeah.
First of all, I like this. First of all, it's my favorite song because it's a sample of Al B. Shore's Naturally Mine, and Jagged Edge put their little twist on it. This is another example of how you can make it your own, but they also added a bridge in there. I don't believe Naturally Mine has a bridge in that song. I have to look it.
Yeah, let's take a poll. If you know Al B. Shore, Naturally Mine, do you think that he says you're naturally mine, or do you say relax your mind?
It's you're naturally mine.
I'm the type to say relax your mind. I don't care how many ways you tell me that's not what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Oh my god, you one of them. Can had a whole damn lyrics and still
and still go and with still what say. I say. These walls, they could talk in this room. They speak of love and passion and fools. Oh, before your love come down, baby, your love come down. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you're my baby. See, so did you hear that? Yeah.
You went from the chorus, then you went into the bridge, and then after you had your little climax spot of it, then you broke the beat down. And then once you break the beat down, then you bringing it back into the chorus and you riding it out.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Not many songs are doing that today. And again, I'm not saying that that's a problem. I'm just saying that I feel like certain bridges on certain songs brings out a different element that makes you enjoy the song that much more.
I'm trying to go to my go-to artist to see if I even have a favorite. Because typically, when you think about a bridge, it's typically, that's my favorite part of the song.
Right.
That's usually what that means.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you have those songs that you know for a fact that if you go to the concert, you want to hear that part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, also I feel like the 90s and the early 2000s, a lot of the songs that do have bridges on them, I don't really fuck with them.
So,
because they're more so the singles. And once the single gets played out, I'm not really going to go back to it for my own personal listening experience.
Okay.
So a lot of, like, I know Monica has a lot of songs that have bridges in them. Of like those type of artists are usually the ones, like the Monicas, the Brandys, the Toni Braxtons. Of course, you know, you got Unbreak My Heart that has a bridge in it. No, I'm not playing that one.
Please. I was going to say the police.
No. But, yeah.
Now it's stuck in my head.
But it's that part. Even, you want me to even be even more petty? The Celine Dion song from Titanic. But that's a bridge. That will be considered a bridge.
I'm so mad right now because in my mind, all I'm saying is unbreak my heart. Oh my God. And it's the part where she's yelling the notes.
That's
now.
The bridge.
I'm so upset. I can't even remember anything right now because it's in my head. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Toni Braxton, I suppose. You know, I was just telling somebody this morning about that my favorite go-to album to listen to, like early morning vibes, perfect early morning vibe, is Trey Songz' Anticipation 2. Everything about that album, the reason why I say it's the perfect early morning drive vibe is because you don't have to really switch songs. Like, you don't really have to change the song.
You play that boy from beginning to end. And literally.
Yeah.
Beginning to end.
Yeah.
Anybody that has any slander to Anticipation 2.
Yeah.
We fighting.
Yeah, because, and you don't have, and it's one of those albums where you don't have to feel like I need to turn it up or turn it down. You can keep it at a nice mid-level, you know, keep the ride just real smooth.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's the point of it being an early morning vibe, because you know you're still waking up, you know.
I don't know what early morning vibes you on, but if I'm in the mood to actually listen to Anticipation 2 in the morning, I'm still playing that boy all the way up. But that's me.
The point being, okay?
And you're cheating.
You don't have to change the song. You don't have to turn it up, turn it down. Or if you do turn it up, the point is you don't have to switch it up.
But you want to know something funny, though? His bridges and his songs on that mixtape, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
The bridges were nasty.
Yeah. 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 I will say that's my only skip, because sometimes I be like, all right. Sometimes my girl just be going in a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for real. That's one of my go-tos right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to really think about some bridges that I vibe with, that I rock with. And I feel like they are there. I just necessarily didn't know they were bridges per se.
Possibly. It's possible.
So that's why I really can't come up with it. But I know I have a favorite part of any song.
Okay, so think about some songs that are your favorite, and we're going to figure out if they got a bridge or not. We're going to play Bridge or Not.
Bridge or Not, yes.
Bridge or Not. Because okay. I got one. You know that I'm very selective about my art of noise, right?
Yeah.
But I did find somebody who had a bridge on their song using the auto noise sample. You want to hear it?
Yep. Now I just want to love you down. Oh, I'm so believing when love's around. My life's better when you're the closest. I knew you was about to play that. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, I just want to love you down.
Yeah.
Okay. Come through, Lloyd. Above the clouds.
But see, you could that could be a debate. That could be a breakdown of it, or it could be considered a bridge.
And that's my favorite part of the song.
That's my favorite part of the song.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, if you're gonna use Art of Noise sample, it got a vibe like that, or I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. I know, you know, we know, you's a bop. I said, I know, you know, we know.
Use a bop, but my face, your face, it's elated. Who should stop? My face, your face.
Or is that just his verse?
I feel like that's just his verse, but it gives a different texture to the song.
Okay.
Because the way that the song started off with the na na,
yeah,
it's smooth, but then he come in with the choppiness of, you know, bringing a different texture. It's a different texture. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's the bridge. Mm. But since you brought him up, I think I got a bridge for him.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's see. Y'all let us know in the comments, do you think this one is a bridge or not?
Could it be monogamy ain't meant for me?
Nah, that's way too reckless. Yeah. I'd get too jealous.
Could you be from the east or overseas?
I learned my lesson. I'm way too western.
Could you be my favorite ethnicity?
I'm just undressing all of these sections of my
think it, think it, think it, think it, think it too hard. Think it too hard.
That's the bridge. Back. Yeah. That's the bridge, because it's like again another breakdown, and then you build it back up, and then he ended on that note.
Okay, let me go to this. To bridge or not to bridge? On this episode of To Bridge or Not to Bridge.
Sides of the 12, steam both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in their hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive.
Or would this one be it?
They can't hold my 7, they ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards, I got no
There's
money.
So many ways.
I feel like Frank is different from everybody else because Frank gives you two different damn songs in a song.
Yes.
So his is kind of confusing of what, trying to figure out what's the bridge and what's not the bridge.
Right, because I was going to say, okay, or is this one? Yeah, because it's, yeah, and it's at the end of the song.
For me, I feel like, doesn't Nike have another song?
Yeah.
I feel like Nike, the bridge is at the end. I feel like,
Nights.
Yeah, shit.
Nike does it too, though.
Nike does it too?
Yeah. It doesn't completely switch, like, Knights.
Yeah. Right. And then Pyramids.
Yes.
When he gets to working on a Pyramids tonight, yeah. I feel like that's the bridge of the song. To me, because it's like you switched the whole format of how it was, but I feel like that's my favorite part of the song.
So the Travis Scott and Drake song.
I just think that's just two motherfuckers that's just decided to do two different parts of the song.
Because I like the second part better than the first part.
That's Drake's part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it goes sickle mode, dum, dum.
Yeah, and that was because of the beat. I didn't like the first part of sickle mode. Not saying that I didn't like Travis' part. I just didn't like the beat.
Yeah.
So I'd rather listen to no different than Drake and Future.
Life is good.
Yeah, I like Future's part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather just hear that part of the song than the beginning part of the song.
So then that's the question. Did that take place of the bridge, the whole two songs?
Again, that's hip hop. Mm. That's rap. That's the rap side of it.
Okay.
Where, yes, I feel like with rap, yeah, we switched to now we got two different songs on there. But that doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But then I feel like you put yourself in a position that, like how I am, I'm going to pick the side that has the better beat.
Yeah.
Not just because that's that person on that side. I prefer this side.
Look, I'm gonna have to take it back to you. Remember back when on iTunes I used to put in the settings where to start the song.
I was about to bring that up.
Yes, that's exactly what I would do.
I would do that. Yeah. I definitely would go in iTunes and change the song settings to put it just, when this song comes on, I only want to hear this.
Yes. And I believe, you know, if y'all want to hack, if y'all want to go ahead and hack your iTunes, you know, hook up your play or whatever, tell them Bree sent you. Okay, go to your settings, your song settings, and you literally can select the start time and the end time. I would do that for all my songs, like all my songs.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that all your songs back in the day were 4 to 5 to 6 minutes.
Yeah,
these songs only 2 minutes. So if you really only want to listen to a bunch of 30-second snippets of the song, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. But still, tell them Bree sent you.
No, what I need to happen since we're talking about Apple and iTunes, I need whoever is on the algorithm, I need y'all to fix some shit, because I need to know where can I go to get a reset, because I like to listen to the supposedly station that they give you.
Yeah.
And I'm about tired of listening to the same 10 songs over just and over again. Just
throw it in the trash.
I mean, I love the songs that I hear, but it's like I know y'all got billions of songs in y'all catalog, and based off of my taste, because I do go in there and I like and I don't like, suggest less, but y'all still keep giving me the same shit.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the only one that does it right is Tidal. I ride for Tidal. I'm sorry. I'll pay that extra $3 or whatever it is, $12.99. Shout out to Tidal, because their ongoing playlist, even their stations, even the mixes that they make based off of you, it's like, it's legit.
Well, I might have to switch. And
I prefer Spotify's picks over Apple Music too. I am not team Apple Music anymore. I won't give Apple. I give Apple my iPhone money, but they will not give my Apple Music money.
Sorry. It's too many of them to subscribe to.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I need them. Everybody needs to fix it, because I'm just don't get it. Get the algorithm of choosing these songs. Like, I really have to go searching, like really having to think about the song that I want to listen to, because after that you choose that one song, then you can it'll continue on.
Yeah.
But it's like, how the hell did you get this song to fit under that? Like, where?
Yep.
Where?
Yep. Nah, Tidal is where it's at.
I guess so. Another thing with the bridges is that if you able to, like, break down for them singers back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
I got one for you. I don't even know if you even know this song.
Don't sleep on me now.
No, we gonna see, we gonna see.
Please don't sleep on the breeze.
We gonna see. Yeah, y'all can't see her face. She over here looking at me crazy like, what the hell is this? Yeah, all my 80s and 90s babies know what this is.
Yeah, all I know is Knocking the Boots.
Oh, well, see, the thing is that song was on the Above the Rim soundtrack. So if you didn't have access to that song or didn't hear that song or watch that movie, you wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have known that song.
Mm.
But for the H-Town fans,
they know that song.
They know that song. Yeah.
I didn't know that song.
I actually prefer Part-Time Lover over Knocking the Boots.
Really?
Yeah. Because of that part, the bridge of that part.
Nice.
Or another one that I like, my top duets. If you watch last episode, we briefly talked about it, but now I want you to hear it. This is another example of breaking the song down and having a solo.
Okay.
And going into the bridge of the song. One of my favorites. Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Now, let me see if this is one. Because I've been long thinking hard over here. And I want to win.
We gonna see.
Mother Mary, I swear I want to change. Mr. Jesus, I'd love to be queen.
like I keep giving examples of when the song just kind of makes its flip.
Yeah. Because does that song? That wasn't one of the Rihanna songs that I listened to. I always skip that one. So
what?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't like Love Without Tragedy?
No. I'm telling you. Look. Since you.
You know, I really. You know. Okay. You didn't like Love Without Tragedy?
No.
Wow. I have no words.
No. The songs that I listened to on that album was, of course, the one with Future, Love. I didn't even like Pour It Up Like That. I did listen to Nobody's Business. No. Let me see.
You didn't like Get It Over With?
Of course. Get It Over With was
Girl,
one of my...
Girl, I was about to end the whole episode, end the podcast. We split up
No, Get Over It, yeah.
No Love Allowed? No, that's not you.
Hell no.
Lost in Paradise. No, that's not you.
Hold on. It don't want to play. No.
What you? This is why, man. Girl, hell no. Okay, this is why me and Shake beef. Right? Because...
Hold on. No.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
You didn't like Stay. You didn't like Unapologetic. You didn't like Unapologetic. You did not shake. Did not like Unapologetic. That's the period, the point, the blank.
If I had to choose between the two...
You cannot compare Anti to Unapologetic.
Hey.
You almost got called your middle name. I'll put your government out. Because there's no way you just tried to compare those two albums.
Hey, if I had to choose between Unapologetic and Anti, I'm going with Anti. I don't care. Fight me.
I'm ready to fight.
Fight.
I'm ready to fight because, no.
Yes, I like Anti better than, yes. I feel like for me,
those two different bags, bruh. Rihanna was in two different bags. So well, you cannot compare those albums.
Well,
and
I like the Anti bag. Then Unapologetic had too many damn ballads, or it was too way left pop for me. Sorry, not sorry.
I didn't think we was going to end this way. No, I really didn't because... Okay, boom. So, and this is where... And that's what I was going to say. This is where me and Shake beef. And I have to give her a different perception, right? Mm-hmm. Of the music because... And this is... If you want to be honest, guys. If you want to be honest, this is why... We started Perception Vibes because we would argue so much about our different vibes and what was good and what wasn't good. And you know what I'm saying? So this is really why Perception Vibes started, because we would always have to show each other different ways to listen to the music.
Yeah, because you were on the poppy side.
I am not, but I don't describe my music as pop.
No, you don't describe it as pop, but I feel like you fit in the category of that a lot of people don't agree with me with, and a lot of people are going to be on your side versus mine, because your side is more of what everybody else want to listen to, whereas I'm talking about certain things. Come on, man. Come on. She's looking at me crazy
you
right now.
You just categorized my music.
Yes, because a lot of the stuff that you listened to, even growing up, was the shit that everybody else was listening to, but it wasn't what I was listening to.
So basically, y'all heard it here first that she just called me a lame.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Wow. No. Okay. Okay. So, look. Name me some songs, and I'm going to tell you if I like them or not.
I already know it's going to be no, so I'm not going to sit here and set myself up. No, come
on. Let's be honest. Let's go ahead. Do it.
Okay.
And I'm going to give my honest opinion. And it's not going to be, this shit is not hate. I swear it's not hate. I want y'all to hear me out. And I'm going to give you a reason why I don't like it. Come on, let's go. I'm ready to go.
All right, so I'm going to go to my most listened to.
Okay, go ahead.
Apparently that's where we at.
All right.
Wow. I'm lost. I'm at a loss for words.
Oh my God. Here we go. Let's go. I'm ready to go. I like that song. I have no problem with that Solange song.
Okay.
It's different. You can get it. Not an Ari song that I listen to. In this hotel room, not alone. I haven't heard that.
Of course you wouldn't.
What in the entire finuck is that? I don't even know who that is.
Miguel.
Oh, girl, you already know.
Wow. I'm going to do one more and then I'm off of this mother.
There is one song by Miguel that's kind of weird.
It's not on Wild Heart. Do you like Wild Heart? Did you like Wild Heart?
Is that the one where he looking like he falling?
No, that's the one where he's like sitting at
this. Nope, I did not like that album. I don't know who that is. Who is that? Listening to that.
You know, so I know that we stated that this is episode 17, but this will be the final episode because there's no way.
You canceling me?
I'm canceling you because you canceled me.
I'm being canceled. Okay, so then let me see what's Shake in
is
my...
Shake is trying to imply... that I have no vibe.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your vibe is not my vibe.
My vibe sucks.
Hey, it may be plenty of people out here that may agree with you and disagree with me on your vibe.
And you know what? Those songs that I played are not in any particular order. I just randomly selected songs that I knew she was going to come for. Okay, so don't be out here saying Bree's corny, because if y'all side with Shake, then I am a hove. I am the vibe, okay? I am the vibe.
Let me see. Okay, my top songs of 21. Oh, it's Jasmine Sullivan. Mm-hmm. The Jasmine Sullivan Hotels. Your boy Eric Bellinger, Victoria Monet.
Yeah, she's pretty smooth.
Yeah, that's in my top. Me myself and I.
I'm like Beyonce, but then you're talking about your music, correct?
No, I'm talking about what my top right now. What Apple has based off of. What I've been listening to for 2021.
Oh.
That's
so pretty... What's the number one song? What's the top song?
Art of Noise.
That's number one on there?
That's number one, my love.
Wow.
I wasn't playing no games when I said that was my shit.
Let me see. Let me see what mine is.
That's number one.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mine is FaceTime by Ari Lennox. I do love that song. No cap. I don't know. The point is that I'm going to change your perception about that, that their Lost in Paradise song by Rihanna.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Let me tell you why. Because you have to listen to it in a different sequence from what you listen to it, okay?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you.
Wow. So you wouldn't even give it a chance?
No.
Wow. No. You wouldn't even hear me out.
I can hear you out, but that music does not. No. 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 Y'all gotta let me know in the comments, like, do y'all want to really go through the... No. You know what? It's coming. That episode is coming.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to play... Matter of fact, that may be the episode where I'm just going to go through and give you maybe the top... Give you the top 10 from the last... Maybe last 5 years. I'm going to go through my top 10s. For each year, for 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Let's do that.
And we're going to be in the bedroom all day long.
You might be shocked. We'll see.
Okay. So, we thank you for listening to this episode of Perception Vibes, where Shake B called Breeze Elaine.
I did not.
The bridge is somewhat over, but...
It can come back. It definitely can come back.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you like, comment, subscribe below
to the channel. And go ahead and follow me on Instagram _coolbreeze, no E on my name, because I am cool like that.
And you can find me at ShakeHouseMG, all one word, on all platforms.
And go ahead and visit our website, houseofrnb.fans.
Make sure you get that good vibes and R&B merch. And let us know in the comments what other merchandise would y'all like to see from us, because we definitely would love to hear y'all feedback.